This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sticker. STICKER. Text sticker to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is sticker. Message and data rates may apply.
Kids love them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they do.
I always laugh when I drive by a car on the highway and like the back windows have stickers all over them. I'm like, oh. Kids. Stickers.
Right now, my baby just eats them.
Oh, well, don't give them to her.
She doesn't really understand how to use the sticker yet, you know. She likes it, though. She plays with it and crinkles it up and stuff and then puts it in her mouth. And I'm like, hey, it's not to eat.
You have to fish it out.
Yeah.
Sticker. All right, this report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years. And the January sales event on now, that's Carlson Subaru and carlsonsubaru.com. So the Cranberries, you may remember that Dolores O'Riordan passed away. Feels like a while ago now, but it must have been 2018.
Feels like a year ago.
It does. Feels like that. They had been working on an album. It's now their final album, at least their final album with Dolores. I assume it's going to be their final album. So... Dolores, we are about to hear her posthumously. They have a single out. This is the first song from their final album, and it's called All Over Now. It's pretty. I mean, it doesn't hit you over the head like some of their hits. You know, I'm sure it'll actually, they'll be a lot more interested. I hate to say it, but because she passed away, people will definitely be more interested in what they're
unfortunate
what they were doing.
Lyrics, right? Sorry. All Over Now. Oops.
Yeah. I have a track list here. Actually, All Over Now, Lost, Wake Me When It's Over, and on and on. The Pressure in the End. Yikes. So there you go, Cranberries. Do I see the name of this record? I'm not seeing a full name of the album, but All Over Now is the first single that we're hearing off of that. So, Louis C.K. is going to be in San Jose.
Yeah, he is.
And there is a protest planned.
Is that right?
Yeah. This is happening today. Leaders of San Jose-based Enough is Enough Voter Project and San Jose Women's March are organizing the protest against him. Louis C.K., five women accused him of inappropriate behavior. He released a statement in which he said the stories were true and expressed remorse for his actions. I believe he makes a joke where he lost $35 million over the course of an hour between the time of the accusations, and he lost a movie deal, he lost his TV show, he lost a bunch of gigs. I guess he had a production deal with FX Networks.
What his TV show was on, right?
And the I believe they had a movie that was just about to come out.
Did you ever watch the TV show?
You know, I have definitely watched. He's had a few shows.
Is it just Louis?
I think it's called Louie.
I think I watched a couple.
I never saw it.
There was one that was kind of a fictional one, and another one that was more like he would do some stand-up, and then they would like reenact crap from his life. His kids were actually in it, or I don't know if there were actors playing his kids. Anyway, he's playing at the San Jose Improv. I don't know if that starts tonight, but the protest is starting tonight. That's for sure. So you can go to RadioAlice.com and get a link for that story.
All right. Well.
Mac Miller's.
Everybody has the right to free speech, right?
Absolutely.
He's going to give his and they're going to give theirs.
That's right. Mac Miller's parents are going to attend the Grammys, and if he wins, they
Mac
will go.
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller's the guy
Mac
who.
Mac Miller.
He was Ariana's boyfriend. He overdosed.
Okay.
So his presence will be felt at the Grammys. His family will represent him at next month's ceremony. We just heard that Alicia Keys is going to be hosting. Mm-hmm. Sources close to Mac Miller's family say the parents will go to the awards and they plan to accept the Grammy for his rap album of the year if he should win it. Swimming was posthumously nominated for rap album of the year, his first ever Grammy nomination. He's up against Cardi B, Travis Scott, Nipsey Hussle, and Pusha T. So he's got some competition, but...
Nipsey Hussle?
Mm-hmm. That's a record called Victory Lap. His parents live in Pittsburgh. His mother's been helping carrying on her son's legacy with the Mac Miller Circles Fund, which is already approaching $1 million in donations to help kids in his hometown. He died of an accidental overdose in September. The toxicology report said it was the result of mixed drug toxicity from fentanyl and cocaine. Is this her on his?
This is Ariana record? On Mac Miller's. Well, it's actually her song, and he's on it.
Hmm. Did anybody on the show used to watch that ABC show, Home Makeover? It was called Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Sure, with...
Ty Pennington.
Yeah, that's it.
Nope.
Yeah, handful of times.
I loved that show.
No, you didn't.
I loved it. And I often felt like, oh my God, these families, if ABC stepped in and saved them. Like some of them,
felt that too. And so until we started, Vinny, you were telling us about some stuff that went on behind the scenes. I was like, oh man!
After the fact, things that were happening to these places, because a lot of times they'd go into like kind of a depressed neighborhood, fix up somebody's house or school. Sometimes it would be like a rec center or something. But they'd fix up these people's houses, and it would be the nicest house for miles, and it would get robbed. And these
Sell the stuff, or
they'd sell off all the stuff that was in there.
It'd fall apart because they were just propping it up or whatever.
So that they, you know, they had a week to do it.
They couldn't pay on the improvements through taxes.
It's expensive to own a nice house.
Yeah.
So HGTV is reviving the ABC show. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, and they say that it actually paved the way for the current HGTV craze.
Oh, sure. I believe that.
Well, in some ways, I think so. But I feel like HGTV had already been on that. I guess maybe it popularized it. Like, I want more of this. I'm going to go to HGTV.
The first show I remember being huge was Trading Spaces.
Right.
Uh-huh. And that's where actually back now.
That's where he comes from, right?
That was the first time I ever saw him.
The Ty Pennington guy.
Yes. So Extreme Makeover ran for 9 seasons. 2003, or 2003. We're far in the future now. To 2012. At its peak, it was getting 16 million viewers a week, which is big. So the initial plan is to develop a new season with 10 episodes, which would premiere sometime later this year. No word on a host. And HGTV also picked up the rights to the previous shows, so they'll be playing all those old seasons of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And I, for one, am kind of looking forward to it. Although I do, you know, that's not the only show where you hear that they came in and they sort of slapdashed things together. Uh-huh. I mean, they would build a whole house in 1 week. They'd take it down, and it just seemed impossible and incredible. So, of course, they must have skimped and cut corners here and there.
Or,
but anyway,
you know, another thing they would do is stage the house. And then, you know, once the TV show was, or the TV crew was gone, they'd take back
all the furniture and all the stuff that was. And then people would move their cruddy furniture in. Be like, boy, our stuff looks extra cruddy in this house. Nice looking house. Mariah Carey is in the news. She has a former assistant who is threatening to release all kinds of.
Yeah, this is.
Personal and intimate home videos.
Not good.
And,
they were so tight for years.
Who's this?
Her Mariah Carey's manager, personal assistant person.
Yeah. So this woman.
What's her name?
Leanna Azarian.
Okay.
So Mariah says she was betrayed by this person. She was a former personal assistant. She hired her. And Mariah says that this assistant secretly recorded her doing, quote, embarrassing things and then threatening to release the videos unless Mariah paid her $8 million to have it go away. So TMZ, because they know how to get these things. They got a copy of the lawsuit.
You know what? I'm confusing her, this gal, with her former manager, Stella, who also sued Mariah.
For sexual harassment.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is,
yeah, so I'm confusing the
this
two.
This is the one who was the in between that longtime assistant,
uh-huh,
right, and whoever she has now.
Okay.
This person was only with her for a while. So in the lawsuit that Mariah filed against Leanna Azarian, she says, Mariah says she hired Leanna in March of 2015 as an executive assistant. Mariah claims it wasn't long before she went to town with Mariah's credit card, buying personal stuff, and also claiming to retailers that she was buying things for Mariah to try to get deep discounts. Carrie says that unbeknownst to her, Leanna was also secretly filming her, quote, personal activities, which would be embarrassing and extremely damaging personally and professionally if revealed. Now I really want to know.
I know. I'm thinking all these things.
Mariah says that Leanna showed some of the videos to friends, saying that if I'm ever fired, I'm going to sell these.
So bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much this executive personal assistant to Mariah Carey was making a year?
I saw.
$327,000 a year.
Good coin.
That's great money.
But however she was being treated clearly made her hate Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
She hates her.
And probably on call 24 hours a day.
To have done this, she hates that chick.
Right.
Right? I mean, you couldn't possibly be doing that to someone that was treating you well and that you cared about.
Right.
You wouldn't. I mean, unless you're just vacant, like you have zero heart, that you could just be liking someone, being treated well, mm-hmm, being paid well, but also on the other side thinking, I'll film everything and get her on my way out,
no,
too.
There are jerks out there.
That's
I mean,
true.
Looking
you're right.
For a payday.
Right.
But usually, well, all
I don't
right.
know. I know what you're saying. So this chick worked for her for about 2.5 years, it sounds like, from March of 2015 to November of 2017. And she did get fired. And that's when Mariah Carey says that the blackmail began. Carey says that Leanna demanded $8 million and said if she didn't get it, she was going to release the videos and other damaging information. The lawsuit does not say what's on the videos, but some are described as intimate.
Hmm.
And does that back up the claims that this other longtime assistant was making, where she said that Mariah would say all kinds of inappropriate things, do all kinds of inappropriate mm-hmm. things? I don't know if she ever tried to do anything to the assistant, but she just got to the point where she didn't care that the assistant was there, according to the old assistant. Mariah says she's demanded the videos and other evidence of criminal activity back to no avail, and she's suing for unspecified damages. But that's what she's up to. I actually have some good news on the Heather Locklear front, which is nice because we haven't had any of that for a while. Heather Locklear sounds like she's getting serious about her sobriety, finally.
Good.
At the end of December, she left her treatment facility to celebrate Christmas with her family. She did intend to return to rehab, but she's now doing outpatient rehab at home. For the time being, her parents, her father, who is 89, and her mother, who is 85, are living with her. She's doing great, says this friend. She has her parents staying with her, which has been great for everyone truly close to her. The fact that her parents are now staying with her is a good development and comforting. Heather needs grounding and normalcy, and what better way to do that than with her own parents?
Hmm.
It's a good thing in the end. She broke up with this guy. Now, there have been a couple of incidents just recently, in the last 6 months, say. There was some kind of assault at her house on one of her parents, I thought.
Right.
And yeah. then assault on her boyfriend. They're saying that she's been trying to get sober, and this boyfriend was simply not an aid to that. While, you know, she seems to be really into him, she's trying to cut everybody out of her life that was a bad influence so that she can really focus on this.
I can't defend whatever it is she's done, but I do know addicts, if you take their stuff, you know, that they had stashed or they were going to use or needed, like, I need that, give me that, don't flush that, it can get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be what we don't get detailed reports, and it makes her sound like she's just actually psycho, but I think she's just an addict.
Right.
And not that it's, I guess it's all the same, but it's just, I think she's just goes on benders. The people around her try and get control of the situation, and she loses her bleep because she isn't ready to stop.
Right. So she has struggled with substance abuse in the past, as well as depression and anxiety. She's currently under a doctor's care. She's not around anybody who's not a good influence. they are saying that it, her sobriety is finally a priority for her. They say it's given her a reset button on what's most important, and that's her sobriety. Oh, here's the quote here. This guy, this Hesser guy, that's his name, Chris Hesser, or Heiser, H-E-I-S-S-E-R. He came back into her life about 2.5 years ago when he visited her in rehab. And they're saying here that this guy was not a help in sustaining her goal of sobriety. She set goals of sobriety 2 years ago. Those were not working with him in the picture. It's been a crazy year for the former couple. They've both been arrested, numerous fights between the two, a hospitalization for a possible overdose by Locklear, her stint in rehab that ended in October, and her being placed on a psychiatric hold in November. They're saying now that she's doing great, and she has a new focus, and her soul focuses on herself. So,
good.
You know, I know, good news.
I really enjoy her as an actress.
Well, she's always, there's a picture of her with her 21-year-old daughter with
Richard
Sambora.
This is
recent?
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. She's got a nice little smile on her face.
Does it have a date on there, Ben?
No, it doesn't.
So everyone's pulling for her
yeah.
in her circle. Mm-hmm. So hopefully she'll get it back together. This one, oh, darn it. I don't have a whole lot of time. This
Look at her cute little daughter.
Did you hit that sponsor?
I did.
Great.
I know her daughter's adorable.
Sorry.
She has a daughter with Richie Sambora. I'm going to just quickly give you this story. Mm-hmm. And you can look in. There's a lot going on here. So this is something that if you're interested, you know, look at it and read up on it. But this chick, Sherilyn Kenyon, she is a big author in the sort of dramatic, romantic vampire series type of books.
Right up my alley.
She wrote so I looked her up this morning when I was reading the story because it's a crazy story. She wrote the Dark Hunter series. And I think she has at least one. But there are like literally 30 something books in this series. She has sold more than 70 million books. Like she's a successful author.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Her husband was lacing her food and drink with toxic metals for like 4 years. She was sick all the time. He was trying to kill her. He had taken out a policy on her, and the husband and a personal assistant were forcing her to eat stuff. And it wasn't until he finally divorced her, or she divorced him, and he stopped being in charge of her food, and suddenly she was better. She was going to doctors all the time. Her teeth were crumbling.
Oh my
her
goodness.
Bones would break at the slightest touch. She said, "I need you to figure out what was going on." And finally, a doctor measured her for heavy metals, and they found all of these. Like, let me see if I can find the full list here. It was all this stuff, like platinum and tin and all these things that they'd been sticking into her food. And it was finally when they broke up that she realized he'd been trying to kill her for all these years.
Wow.
So it's a pretty involved story.
What's her name again?
Her name is Sherilyn Kenyon.
Sherilyn.
And she wrote the Dark Hunter series, which I assume is just porn vampire.
You going to try those?
I was thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I might try one. Support this poor lady who was getting killed by her husband. And she was going to doctors all the time, but they just didn't ever test for the right thing. And it looks like they finally did. And she lived. Yay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much stuff, including a 911 call from a 16-year-old when it's really just, she's just grounded. It's weird. Oh, it's typical.
Misuse of 911.
Right. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening.
Happy hump day.
Are you going to hit hump day?
Sure.
I saw you scramble. I'm like, I don't want to keep talking. Meet up with Yuzette this Saturday, 11 to 1, Sally Beauty in Redwood City, 2535 El Camino Real. The first 50 customers will get a Sally Beauty goodie bag. And Yuzette will be there.
Right.
She has mugs. Mm-hmm. She's giving away.
I do have some Sarah and Vinny mugs.
Oh. Drink your coffee out of us.
Sarah mugs.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All the details are at RadioAlice.com, but it's this Saturday. You said it. Sally Beauty, Redwood City.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K. Use code RadioAlice to save on registration and sign up at GetFitKPSF.com. That's GetFitKPSF.com. Here's what's happening. So we've got a little break in the storm right now, but there's heavy rain expected. Strong winds also expected. Possible mudslides falling. Mm. So enjoy the break. I'm looking at Tahoe. They're looking at least 24 hours of straight snow starting very soon.
That's great news.
There's a little break. Now, listen, these apps change. Don't take my word right now in this moment for it, but there are good strike missions in that there's a break Friday and Saturday, more snow Sunday, mm-hmm. and then a break Monday, Tuesday. If you plan it right, you could get the road cleared out.
Yep.
Easy drive up.
And some good snow.
Great snow. And get out of town before the next one hits.
Right.
Strike mission.
Gotta thread that needle.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Do it, Vinny.
I can't do it. I have a kid.
Two.
Two of them. Well, it's the baby, the one that's holding us back. There's just no doing that. It's not worth it. I know plenty of people who say, we don't let that stop us from anything.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Nice that you have that kind of energy.
You're amazing.
Whatever. We're old. Both of us. Mm. And it's wearing us out. So we're just going to stick close to home for another 6 months, I mean.
At least.
Yeah. Anyway, there's the weather. So just so you know, we're in a break, but heavy rain expected. Probably on your drive home today with Jane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going to be hairball.
Yeah.
What were they saying? 3 to 9?
So right, 3 o'clock, it's supposed to kick back in. Yeah. So if you can get out of work early, maybe think about doing it. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy Jane all afternoon.
Jane,
she's the best.
She's playing a game.
Playing a game called.
Called I Not Get By His Real Name.
We've heard about Robert Durst for years. Mm-hmm. He is the New York real estate heir that made the news. He has been in the news forever. So this is a guy who I remember first hearing his story. Actually, as something ripped from the headlines that Law and Order did a thing on him.
Right. He was the guy. Is this the guy that they did wound up doing a big documentary on?
Yes.
He left his mic on.
And
oh, right.
He's the guy who said, I killed them all.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right.
Like, did he go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
He's been scheduled to go on trial in late summer on charges of killing a friend in L.A. nearly 2 decades ago. So that is looking like the trial is set to begin on September 3rd. He's accused of killing his friend Susan Berman in 2000 to keep her from telling authorities what she knew about the disappearance of his wife, which happened on the East Coast. Mm. And then so he was hiding. I can't remember the whole story off the top of my head.
He was
in hiding in Texas
as a woman,
a mute woman.
Right.
And ended up killing a neighbor and got off on that one, too.
Right.
So he's pleaded not guilty, but his trial is coming at the end of this summer, it looks like.
Well, it should be interesting.
That documentary tells the whole story of Robert Durst, who's a guy who's, I don't remember, but he was born into a ton of money. So he's always been filthy rich.
The Jinx.
J-Y-N-X.
And that last scene was the documentarian? Mm-hmm. Is that right? How you'd say that? Documentarian?
Sure. The person doing
bringing him back in for like a final interview or something. Mm-hmm. Mics him up. They have a conversation. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. This guy wears the mic into the bathroom and says that.
Crazy.
Wow.
That was a fascinating story.
It was. Of his arrest in 2015, he was worth about $100 million.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You think $100 million would be enough to keep you out of trouble? But maybe not.
Well, if you're mentally
deranged.
Mm-hmm. It has, he did get away with a lot for a while,
he
so
sure
it
did.
Was keeping him out of trouble. Mm. The money, There's a 16-year-old girl outside of Cleveland who called 911 on Saturday to report a theft. We've heard this story a couple times now. When the officers responded, she said, her dad took her phone away.
And they said, that's not thievery. He pays that bill.
They explained that since she's under 18, it's not theft. And having a cell phone as a kid is a privilege, not a right. And in the end, you just made things worse by calling 911.
For a non-emergency.
They didn't charge her for misusing 911, but before they left, the cops told her to start following her dad's rules if she ever wants to see her phone again. Mm-hmm. You ever take your kid's phone away? They're good kids. What?
Sure.
They never do anything wrong.
Well, I don't tell you all, you know, you don't hear every
detail.
You don't
tell us the bad stuff?
No, they've had things taken away from them. That's, frankly, it's the only currency I can take away from them that matters to them. You know, you'd be like, oh, you're not getting your allowance. I'd be like, who cares? I'm like, and now you don't have the password for the Wi-Fi, or I'm taking your phone away from you. You know, whatever. Yeah, I've definitely taken their phone away.
Wow.
You'll have to, too. It happens. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that works. It's the only thing they care about.
Huh.
Like, what do I need money for? Mm-hmm. I'm here and the pantry's full of food.
All right. Hobbies.
I love them.
I'm glad to hear that. Mm. Hobbies are good for you. You should have a lot of them. The average person, though, only sticks for a hobby for about 16 months. And then they move right on.
Yeah. I'm like that, though, in some ways. Like, I always find some new passion. But I've, you know, certain things, like music, for sure, is like a huge, you know, that's been a lifelong thing.
I love that you have so many things going on. Like, I don't have anything going on. You got it all going on.
You don't think you have things going on? No. I think you have things going on. What? Please, I mean, no one dances like you. You go home and dance. You cook. I wish I cooked. You could cook.
You could cook.
You could cook if you,
you
want
got
to.
Both your hands. You got.
No.
You got time.
You got an oven and a kitchen.
Yeah, but I have no. I just don't have any interest in it. But you do have hobbies, and even though I mean, maybe you would protest this. Like whenever I'm thinking, oh, what's going on with this show or other show? You know the answer. Like, and you're a total news
so
junkie
TV.
Too.
That's,
I mean, you know. The thing is, too, that, like, with our job, it's such a strange thing. Like, our job kind of, in a lot of ways, is our life. Like, so much of what happens in our life makes it onto this show.
All-consuming.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So every little thing that happens in my life, it's always, I always see it through the lens of, can that be used on the air? Mm-hmm. Would I want to?
Right.
Will I get tortured if I do? Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah, the answer is always yes. Yeah, yeah, but I love hobbies because I there's nothing that I hate worse than feeling like I have nothing to do. Like, I actually would get nervous of that. Sometimes, like, when we go on vacation, I'm like, oh, God, what can I bring with me to, you know, to do when we're not doing something?
The average person can only stick with a new hobby for about 16 months before three things get in the way. Work, family responsibilities, and just all around losing interest and motivation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gardening tops the list and costs the most.
Uh-huh.
Right. As 950 bucks spent on your newfound hobby.
350, you said?
950.
Oh, 950.
Yeah, I wish that was all I spent on my new hobby.
Gardening. Well,
times 100. Mm-hmm. And then some.
What is it?
What is the name of those shoes you wear?
Doesn't matter. Crocs.
The Crocs.
Crocs are cheap.
Oh, they are?
Sure.
Oh, all right.
Those bottom line. I don't buy any fancy Crocs. Plus, I've had my same Crocs forever. I love my Crocs.
Cooking is on the list of hobbies, but that costs too, $805.
Sure. But that's still way less than it would cost you to go out for all those meals.
The gym is on the list. Crafts, cycling, painting, tennis, and yoga.
Oh.
Makes the list of newfound hobbies that
I got into yoga and then got off yoga. Like, oh, God, what am I doing torturing myself with this? Ugh.
Well, you know, the thing is if you could just work it into your life once or twice a week, but you go 7 days a week until you hate it. Then you go, I'm over it. I'm never doing that again. I'm giving these clothes away. I don't even want to ever see another yoga place again.
Right. Ah. I close my eyes when I drive by the place.
Oh, that's genius.
I don't even want to see it.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Oh, my goodness. That one just hit me on the head.
Yeah, sorry. I was a little over modulated there.
Elephants, walruses, bats, lizards, penguins, and monkeys, also humans, all have this in common. What is it?
Wait, say them all
again. Say the
elephants, walruses, bats, lizards, penguins, monkeys, and of course humans all do something.
Do something
in
or
common, yes.
Do something or I wanted to say something like shame or guilt or something like that.
That might bring about shame and guilt. It certainly does in humans.
They cheat on their significant others.
No, they sleep with themselves.
Oh.
Say the list again.
Elephants, walruses, bats, lizards, penguins, monkeys, and of course humans.
They all
the walrus, huh? That's the surprising
one. How does the walrus
one.
Do it?
And I guess the bats too. Like bats.
Oh yeah, how do the bats
how
do
the
it?
Bats do it. What about elephants?
Their,
I mean,
yeah, how the
their
elephants
wings?
Do it.
Yeah. Their wings don't the have wings. Fingers.
Yuzi just did it.
Yeah.
She figured
watch,
it out.
Watch, use that. Go ahead. See that?
I'm going to look up a video on that.
Don't
do it.
I'm curious.
Where do you go? Pornhub for that? You think they got it there?
I bet you it's on YouTube. This is, you know, public.
Before he got famous, Rob Zombie worked as a production assistant on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh.
Rob Zombie, everybody.
Oh, wow.
What fun. That was always a twisted little show.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh no, he found one.
Oh God, don't do it.
It's a bat.
Don't.
Why are you looking? Look up the walrus.
You ever see the one where the turtle?
This is.
I don't want to. What are you doing watching turtle porn?
I don't know. Somebody showed me some turtle porn one time. I was like, holy crap. Is that really happening?
A recent survey found we now spend 42% of our waking hours staring at a screen of some kind. That's an average of 6 hours and 43 minutes a day.
Jeez. We do, too. I mean, if it's not the TV or your phone, it's your computer.
You know what?
The screen on your car.
I've been trying to change that, and I just recently, because I got the Apple Watch. You guys know that. I got it as a gift, and I use it. And I just, this year, have decided, all right, I'm going to stop using my phone so much. I don't need it.
Right.
I don't know why. I'm carrying it out of habit. So I turned on my little notifications on my watch, thinking, I got the watch. And then the damn thing started ringing during a commercial this morning, and I had to throw the watch out the studio in the middle of our commercial.
That's what you were. I thought you threw out like a highlighter because the pen ran out.
It was so funny.
I had the pleasure to speak with Christina. I was like,
over the phone.
Hello?
Over the little Christina,
over the watch.
I'm like, yeah, over the watch.
Well, it's funny because I started
Brand
the commercial.
Vinny's doing a commercial right now. He'll call you back after this, all right?
After these messages.
Vinny just, like, he gets this look on his face and he's going, shuffling around. He finally just takes, he opens the door and hucks something out. I'm like, what is happening?
It wasn't letting me not take the call.
Right.
So I finally, I mean, we had just started the spot. I'm like. Anyway, that was I'm making an effort. Yes. I don't want to be a screen junkie.
No. You know what? I do feel guilty though. Like I put my phone down. Like when I get home, it goes on the charger and I even leave it on silent. And I'll look, just check. I usually will check it in a couple hours. And I'll check it again before I go to bed. But I feel so guilty if there's a bunch of like people trying to get a hold of me. I'm like,
whatever.
Crap.
Forget it.
I know.
Yeah. It's even better too to start a precedent where you don't respond in 2 seconds to every single thing that comes through.
Yeah, but if I have my phone on me, I will respond, and I just feel bad when someone really needs some info from me or whatever. And
6 hours and 43 minutes a day staring at screens, people.
That's a lot. My God, I just realized I stare at screens in here all morning, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're talking about.
You notice, though, that, I mean, geez, should I say it out loud? I haven't screwed up once with this new system.
Oh, what did you do that
don't
for?
Don't do that.
I set a goal this morning. I'm like, I am going to have a much better day than I did yesterday.
Well, it is better than
3 out of 4 people in the survey said they know they spend too much time staring at screens, and it hasn't stopped them. Right. They haven't done anything to curb their behavior, and that's what I was just mentioning. I'm trying to do that. We even take breaks from one screen just to stare at another one.
Yep. I better go check this one now.
They take breaks from, say, their computer just to go look at their phone, or their phone to go look at their TV or whatever.
TV to look at their tablet.
Good grief. We are awful.
I have 4 screens in front of me, not including my phone.
With your phone, how many?
There are 8 monitors in the studio. Oh, 9. Look at it's up there. Holy cow.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, I meant to mention the mudslide on 101 in Sausalito.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading about that.
When did that happen?
This morning.
Around 7 a.m., I guess.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Southbound? That makes sense. That's the side that the cliff is on.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Let me see if I can get the rocks, mud, debris fell onto the roadway just after 7 a.m. south of Spencer Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Once, yeah.
Is that going to mess up Sarah's commute?
I don't know.
She'll get it off by tomorrow. Not on my way home, but I'll be on the
side. Well,
the
looky-loos need to slow down and have a look at that.
You're
going
to have to look at
that, too. What's going on over there?
That's all right.
Let me see what that is.
I always take it very easy. I go nice and
slow.
Right, I don't worry about it.
It's way too much.
Well, keeps me calm.
Does it?
Trying to be a better person, Ben.
510 says, hi, Sarah and Vinny. My name is Javier Souza.
Hello,
Suazo.
Souza? Is it
Souza?
There you go.
Suazo.
S-U. Hold on.
Let's see.
S-U-A-Z-O.
A-Z-O.
Suazo.
Suazo.
Yeah. Javier Suazo.
Probably had it right, Vinny.
Can I get a shout out?
You just did.
We're working on it, Javier. I don't know if you can, though.
Javi. What, is it his birthday?
It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Javi.
Happy birthday.
Louis was my favorite comedian. I'm so torn to say he still is. I'm all for hashtag me too, but his jokes were all about, you know what? Mm. There's another hiding in plain sight thing. Is that what we're talking about?
I guess so.
Yikes.
It's hard. Some of these me toos, you just feel like, God, I hate to say it. I loved his comedy. I still love his comedy. I think that Louis C.K. is a freaking genius. But it's horrifying to hear what these people are up to.
Well, it's weirder when you find out that some women he knew were encouraging this behavior and saying, yeah, you can do
ahead.
That in front
do
of
it.
Me.
Right.
And one of the people we know, she's famous.
Sarah Silverman.
Yep. She's famous.
Yep.
And was saying, yeah, you can do that in front of me. And it had nothing to do, like,
she
was like, I didn't
right.
care.
Yeah. I let him.
I always feel like I'm not ashamed to do it in front of the missus or whatever, but she's there, then, you know.
Right.
What am I doing this to myself for? You know what I mean?
Looks like something you can do, lady.
Yeah, well, you could help me with it at least.
Right.
So, you know, and I definitely lock a door
if
there are people home and I'm doing that, the door is locked.
That is for the best when you have two small children.
So I'm surprised at how many people are like, I want someone to watch me do this.
Yeah.
Has your kid ever started knocking at the door going, what are you guys doing in there? Come on.
No, but we haven't had to deal with much of that. No, right. But I'm very.
What about when you're alone in a room?
Has she knocked at the.
Has she ever been like, daddy?
Why'd you lock the door?
A tea party?
No, she's really annoying. That's the best way to put it. Like, she'll definitely knock on every door she wants in. She mm-hmm. comes around if I'm shy. Now I think she's at an age where she needs to stay out. Because she's like,
what's going on here?
Looking. You know what I mean?
She knows you're up to no good.
No, I mean, she's just looking. Dad's different than she is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mommy has a front butt.
Yeah.
Daddy has.
Yes.
Not a front butt. I can't remember what this thing was.
415 says, Brynn and Vinny, post babies on your Instagram, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
There's some stuff up there.
What kind of
stuff? Yeah, I'll
put that picture up of your baby sitting in Yuzette's chair and
oh,
like owning it. She's sitting on the butt shoehorn that you sit on.
When was this?
Over the weekend.
He showed it to me. Yeah.
Brynn came to work on Saturday. And brought the kid in.
Cameron came?
He texted me a picture.
Yeah, brought the kid to work.
And, I'm like, oh my God, she's going to take my job.
It's so funny. She is just owning that chair. It's hilarious.
I'll post it on Instagram.
All right. I'll read more texts after these.
Oh,
you did it to yourself.
You
just did it to yourself.
It's not your fault.
Man.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.